Well, John, before the game, you and Oxford couldn't be separated in the table, and that happened again on the field today. An even game, what was your thoughts from the 90 minutes?
Yeah, I thought possession-wise, I thought they shaded first off without any real clear chances, though. I thought we defended well, but didn't keep the ball well enough. Game plan worked better second half. We took the pressure off. We've played a little bit more direct the first 10 minutes just to take the pressure off us, and then I thought we played the better stuff, and I thought we created better chances than they did. So I thought we might have sneaked it late on. I thought they looked tired. I thought we looked quite bright towards the end as well. So subs did really well. They came on, made an impact, which is what they're there for. And I thought, as all in all, fair result. A little bit disappointed we didn't get the win. But 4 points from two tough away games, we'll take that. And then if we can take that into Rochdale.
Another positive to take is the back-to-back clean sheets as well.
Yeah, back-to-back clean sheets is always nice. I was always a centre-half or left-back, so the best feeling is getting a clean sheet. But I think it's good because they put us under a bit of pressure, got some balls into the box, especially first. I thought we defended really resolutely. Really pleased. Special mention for Corey Roberts. So we've all just given him a round of applause in there. You always remember your debut. I always remember mine. It's nice to be the manager who's giving that game, and I thought he did really well. And I'm proud of the kid, and I'm proud of my players for helping him through it as well. So a good point. Good point. A little bit disappointed we didn't win it.
Certainly a surprise for me when I saw the team sheet, seeing Corey Roberts in the back four. Matt Preston obviously ill today. Giving youth a chance, because you could have quite easily put Jason McCarthy at centre-half and brought Liam Kinsella in.
And we did, or Joe at right-back. There's options, but I see Corey. I've watched him probably over 15 to 20 games over the last 12 months. I've not seen him have a bad game. And there's times when sometimes players step in and they step to another level, and he's got that game under his belt now, and he's done that, and he'll get stronger from it. The anxiety always takes a bit away from you, but I think he did really well, and credit to the kid. But as a team, I thought we did really well, and we had a good attacking threat as well. Midfield again was a big threat on the turnover, but pleased for the team.
How important was it for somebody like Corey Roberts to have James O'Connor, who's making his 100th Walsall appearance today, alongside him, Adam Chambers talking him through the game as well?
Yeah, it does, but it was nice in the first minute. I saw Corey squeezing the back four up. So you see things that actually, he's got what it takes to be a defender. And he can dictate as well. And he's like that in the under-23s. And he needs to learn that. It's nothing to do with age. If you're good enough, strong enough, fit enough, and you can handle it, then I'll put you in my team. And I've shown that this season. Of course, people say it's brave of me, but that's not bravery. Bravery is the armed forces in all over the world. This is just me trusting my players. And I trust my players. I see them do it week in, week out.
Creating the chances, is there any worry at the back of your mind that you're not scoring the goals?
No, no worry whatsoever. No, I'd be worried if we didn't create them. And I think if we'd have got that one near the end, you wouldn't have asked that question. So, yeah, I'm okay. Yep.
That's fair enough. Let's talk about a couple of your lone players who we haven't seen today. Josh Ginnelly, going back up to Northwest, Kevin Toner. What's the latest on those two?
Josh hasn't been in the squad for the last couple of games. I'll be making a decision on that on Tuesday. Their loan period runs out after the Rochdale game, so I'll be making a statement on the Tuesday with my press officer as well. So we'll keep it at that if we can.